AP News. I'm Ed Donoghue. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is slamming President Trump's remarks on NATO troops who served in Afghanistan after 9/11. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Earlier this week, the president said America's relationship with NATO is a one-way street.
I know we'd be there for them. I don't know that they'd be there for us.
And got immediate pushback from NATO chief Mark Rutte, who noted how many Allied troops served in Afghanistan.
For every two Americans who paid the ultimate price, there was one soldier from another NATO country who did not come back to his family.
Still, in a Fox News interview yesterday, the president downplayed NATO's actions in Afghanistan, saying Allied troops stayed a little back, a little off the front lines. Starmer calls the remarks insulting and appalling. NATO triggered its mutual defense clause for the first and only time after 9/11, with Allied nations sending thousands of troops to fight alongside Americans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Severe weather is expected to move into the Northeast this weekend. New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency.
This is a very dangerous combination of heavy snow and extreme cold temperatures. And the risks are so intense.
Forecasters say this storm could impact over half the U.S. population. More than 1,000 flights have been delayed or canceled today. More are expected tomorrow. Iran's top prosecutor is calling President Trump's claim of halting the hangings of 800 detained protesters completely false. Activists say Iran's crackdown has already killed at least 5,000 people. Prosecutors are accusing members of a motorcycle gang and a street gang of working together to kill an Indiana judge in hopes of derailing a domestic abuse trial. A massive pipe rupture has sent sewage spilling into the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. This is AP News. A former Olympian is under arrest.
After more than a decade in hiding, former Canadian Olympic snowboarder 44-year-old Ryan Wedding has been arrested in Mexico for transfer to the U.S., FBI Director Kash Patel.
Today, we are announcing a capture of another FBI's most wanted top 10 fugitive, Ryan Wedding.
Wedding is accused of running a multinational drug trafficking operation and of orchestrating several killings, including a witness in Colombia, so that Wedding could avoid extradition to the U.S. Authorities say Wedding and co-conspirators used a Canadian website called The Dirty News to post a photograph of the witness so he could be identified and killed. The witness was then followed to a restaurant in Medellin and shot in the head. Sound courtesy KABC. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donoghue, AP News.